Young Julian Baker has always wanted to use music and songwriting to channel her Hank Williams-style deep sadness into a tempest of 21st century music and song. She was only 19 when she put out her debut album. The title says nothing about broken hearts. It's the pain of her sprained ankle she wants to share in 2015. She was a college student from Memphis. Something about her authenticity and intensity got her picked up by a label, and she found some critical success. Julian is 21, now working on a new album for Matador Records, and she is smack in the middle of the indie fandom that follows the superstars The Decemberists around. She's touring with them. And while touring, she was happy to play some songs for us and talk about her young queer identity and a supportive family who's had some doubts about her capacity to break through. Those doubts are gone, though. Left are the themes of love, loss, addiction, and religion. Her sad song, she says proudly, and you can tell that somewhere up there, the spirit of Hank Williams would approve.
I do put my pain out there, but I do so with the caveat that it is not supposed to be a stagnant thing. It's not a worship of pain. Mm-hmm. There's like a process in there, and I think that's a very important distinction to make, because were I to merely perform in like an exhibitionist way and just put my suffering out there to gratify a need to have it validated by an audience, it would be unhealthy for the audience. It would be unhealthy for me. It would force me to just wallow and stay there. And so you have to express those parts of yourself only as a provision that it's a temporary or transient place.
Ooh, at me, give me everything good, and I'll throw it away. I wish I could quit, but I can't stand the shade. Choking in smoke, singing your praise. I think there's a God and he is either.
Cry out to God. God would hear it either way,
right,
in one of your lyrics.
True.
Is she answering you?
I like that you chose to gender God and with a female pronoun. I like that. Does God answer me? I think yes. I don't believe in speaking in absolutes, but yes.
Eons ago, when I was in television, I wanted to do a documentary piece for one of the ABC shows about the emerging voices in women voices in music. And I talked to a whole bunch of people, Courtney Love and all these people, and they would not go down there. I said, look, I want to just do this thing. No, it's going to be about like us and women, and it's going to be that old thing of we're women, we're lesbians, or we're this, or we're that. I don't want to do that. We are just artists, period, the end. And cool. They would not go.
Wow.
Do you think it's a different time now?
Fortunately, I think there's more representation for marginalized social groups in society, women in music, queer people in music, people of color in music. But I think a more important change that is happening, not just with society recognizing that, it's because people are no longer saying, I'm just an artist, and I choose to divorce my art from my identity. There's no longer that authorial vacuum delusion that you can just have the art be separate of its social context. And that's really important, because in order to make any kind of visibility happen for queer artists, for female artists, people of color, like, you have to be vocal about those things. And so I now don't mind, and I know my colleagues in music who are queer or females or, you know, non-male, invite that discourse, because that is creating a more rapid change towards people being accepting of the queer community or people destigmatizing women in music.
Wake up with the same pain every night. Digging a hatchet into my left side. Clearing my chest for something to burn. grow fear for everything.
Is Sadness Happy? You do a cover of Hank Williams.
Oh, wow. Yes, I love Hank Williams. Is Sadness Happy? That is, I mean, if you want to, like, lean into that oxymoron phrasing, I think sadness can be useful. I think sadness isn't permanent. I think happiness and joy are different. Happiness is a temperament. Joy is a personality trait and a tool and something that you can cultivate. And I think joy can exist at the same time as temporary sadness. And that is what I think about that.
Do you think you're successful?
I think I am very successful.
Because you can pay the bills or because you get opportunities to do wonderful things?
Because I get to do the thing that I love. Mm-hmm. I get to pay my bills. I get to share opportunities with my friends. I get to play music. I get to establish a dialogue between myself and an audience that is about something more than my problems. I get to reassign significance to the worst things in my life and make them opportunities for growth and invitations for conversation that are actually positive. I think that's what success is.
Julian Baker, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Julian Baker's debut album is called Sprained Ankle. She's currently working on her second.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.